This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be on a downward trajectory in the United States, as the Biden administration remains confident that it can reach its target of vaccinating 100 million Americans in its first 100 days. Speaking in a virtual news conference, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said new variants of the virus threaten recent gains against COVID-19.
Not wearing masks and participating in in-person social gatherings have contributed to the variant spread. We must take prevention interventions seriously. Now is not the time to let our guard down.
Walensky said that infection levels are back to pre-Thanksgiving numbers, and the daily death total is expected to follow the decrease in infections. It's the first of its kind in California and possibly the country. The city of San Francisco is suing its own school district to reopen classes. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
City Attorney Dennis Herrera says students in San Francisco are suffering during the pandemic.
They're being turned into zombies by online schooling.
Teachers unions in many large school districts, including San Francisco, say they won't go back to classrooms until they're vaccinated. Mayor London Breed said the city doesn't have control over reopening schools.
I am the elected leader of this city, and I'm not going to stand by while our children and our families continue to suffer with no end in sight.
School Superintendent Vincent Matthews calls the lawsuit embarrassing, saying they're all in this bubble together, and turning on them is not helpful whatsoever. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more.